from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Yes, sir. We're out at Top Golf in South Fayette. We've had burritos, pizza, beer, unbelievable tater tots with a special sauce, and now I've just ordered injectable donuts, Paul. We're going to get these hot little donut balls with basically syringes of chocolate and vanilla. You take the donut ball and you inject it with that, and then you eat it. Are you ready to do that with me?
Yes.
I feel like I'm peer pressuring you into some sort of drug scenario.
I'll try.
Let's do this.
I'll try it. I got
yeah.
it. It sounds very interesting to me.
This has turned in. Did you expect this today? This has turned into a bonanza. We're hitting golf balls. We're eating food, and you're drinking beer. This is great.
We're drinking. We're drinking some beer. We're just
Bell's beer.
Bell's beer, and we're having a good time.
Join us out here if you would.
It's the Bell's.
South Bay. A couple guys just did.
It's the Bell's Oberyn Ale, and they have the two-hearted IPA here in pitchers they're handing out, so you should come and drink some. And, of course, we're always, just having a good time. But, yes, if you're going to bring me donuts now.
Yeah, we're going to do donuts, but we're also, more importantly, going to talk to John Parada here on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Johnny, I understand you're on the way to the Hall of Fame. We just talked to Lanny Fratteri, who's also on the way to the Hall of Fame for the Leland induction. How would you characterize your time with Jimmy Leland?
It was interesting. He always was entertaining, and, when he got mad, he got really mad, and that was even entertaining in its own way, though you couldn't laugh at the time. But, no, I really liked Jim a lot. I started in 88. It was my first year covering the Pirates for the Beaver County Times, and it was Jim's third year, and he was a little hard on me by that first year because I was a rookie. But, as time went on, we really developed a good relationship. And the thing I always liked about Jim is he was honest. He, if you ask him a question, he'd give you an honest answer. And if it was a question that he didn't want to answer, like if it was something he'd want the other team to know or something, he would just say, I just don't want to answer that question, instead of making up a lie or something. So yeah. I really enjoyed Jim. He's a lot of fun. He's a great character. He's funny. He's a really caring guy. Just one of the neatest people I've met in all my years covering baseball.
Well, Johnny, I want to get into the Pirates here. And as I wrote today, I'm absolutely thrilled that they drafted a bunch of high school students the other day, so maybe they can beat Avonworth in the Whitfield playoffs next season. But I'm way more interested in what's happening with the big league ball club and the fact they may have the greatest young pitcher in baseball history on their team right now, and they're a game and a half out of a playoff spot. I want them to go get somebody, and I think Brent Rooker is a guy they could get for a pretty reasonable price. Like, we're not talking about rating their entire system here. We're talking maybe a top five guy and another guy out of the top 10 or 15, something like that. That's what I'm reading. This guy's controllable. He's cheap, which should have the Pirates owner happy about that, and he's controllable. What make you of this, and do you think it's incumbent upon them to try to seize this opportunity?
Yeah, they definitely need one more bat, and Rooker would be a guy who'd be a good fit. I mean, he doesn't get a lot of national attention. He did make the All-Star game last year, but he's pretty good. I mean, he's, like I said, he's an anonymity playing in Oakland, but yeah, I think you're right. I mean, they wouldn't have to give up like a Bubba Chandler or somebody like that to get him. And the fact that, I mean, that the money still, from everything I understood and what I wrote last week, is money is his tight. You know, he would not cost a whole lot money-wise, so they'd be able to fit him into their payroll, into their budget. And, yeah, I'm all for that. If they can get him, I think he can help.
Do you think that, John, and I was saying this the other day, I kind of feel like there will be some teams that are maybe like a couple of bad days away from being sellers as well. Do you think there'll be more sellers in a week or two than there are right now, and therefore, you know, all this talk about how the prices are going to be insanely high and all that stuff, they might come down just a little bit?
Yeah, I think, yeah, absolutely you're right about that, Paul. I think, you know, teams are going to start to separate here in the next week or 10 days. And I know we're not very far from the deadline. It's on the 30th. But at some point, just the law of averages say that it just everybody can't stay this bunched up. And I do think there will be a couple teams, at least a couple, and that's probably on the low end, that'll say, well, you know, realistically, we're not going to make it this year, so let's try to trade some of our guys, especially, you know, guys that are in their last year, their contracts, players, and trying to get a little something for them. So, yeah, I do think the market will open up a little bit more between now and the 30th.
Johnny, do you think the Pirates comprehend the nature of the opportunity at hand? And do you agree with me fully here? Like, I'm not saying that these are the 27 Yankees. What I am saying is they're built to win short series, and I don't know if Paul Skenes is ever going to be healthy another year in Pittsburgh, or how many years he'll be healthy, let alone him, Keller, and Jones, assuming he comes back, at the top of their rotation. I just think there's an enormous opportunity here that needs to be seized. I'm not sure if you fully agree with that. Do you? And do you think they do?
I think that they're just kind of scared to really step fully into this. And it was like that. And this isn't new. I remember thinking back to the year they traded Mark Melancon to the Nationals. And Melancon was an all-star. And they were only 3.5 games out of the wild card, and they didn't. They basically folded up and said, "We're not going for it." And they traded him for Felipe Vasquez, and you know, I hope they would, because I mean, if any franchise should understand how fragile these opportunities are, it's the Pirates. They've been to the postseason 3 times since 1993, you know, they haven't won the division since 92. And I know the division is pretty much out of their reach. But, yeah, I mean, I think you have to go for it, because you never know what's going to happen, you know, in another year. And I'll tell you a perfect example. I remember watching the 1984 All-Star game, and the Padres lost to the Tigers. And on the post game, they had Tony Gwynn on, and he said, well, you know, we have a good young team. We'll be back someday. And the Padres never got back to the World Series again. It's like 14 years later. So you never know. And if they have a chance to win now, I think they owe it to themselves, and they owe it to the fans who put up with so much losing these last few years to go for it. I really do. But do I think they will? I'm hesitant to say that. I just don't think they're going to go all in.
Well, and again, I think to Joe's point a little earlier, going all in is not something I necessarily have to do, because I don't know that they're that, you know what I mean? Like, I think if you just add a player or two, you could make this team you know, push them to the point where they can get to the playoffs. And with their three top pitchers, they have a chance probably to do something in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree, Paul. I mean, it's not like they're like need to add five players. They need one more bat. And like a guy like a Brent Rooker would be perfect. I'd like to see him add another reliever because I think, you know, it can never hurt to have more bullpen help, especially if you get into the postseason. I don't think they're that far away from being a team that can win 84 or 85 games. And that's what gets you into the postseason now. It's not like you have to win 90 games or 92 games or something like that. So I think, that's why I would like to see them make a push. And like I said, you know, they're not going to get Pete Alonso or Vlad Guerrero Jr. or someone like that. But still, they can win without getting a player like that. And they can get to the postseason. And again, and I know, like you said, and we've talked about this before, their pitching is good enough. If they get to the postseason, they could be very dangerous. And I know I talked to a lot of people around the game, not just with the Pirates, who think that way. Other managers, scouts, other executives, they really believe that the Pirates are good enough with their pitching, if they add the right people, that they could possibly win the whole thing. I mean, I know it'd be a long shot, but it wouldn't be a completely out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it just seems so obvious that is within the realm of possibility because of how their pitching is built. And, oh, yeah, by the way, once again, they might have the greatest young pitcher in baseball history. There's that little thing. I mean, the Diamondbacks won 84 games last year, and they wound up hammering the Dodgers, sweeping them. I think they beat the Brewers. They beat the Phillies. They got to the World Series. This Pirate team, especially, but with the addition of what I think is going to be a great bullpen in the second half, is just absolutely built to win short series and shut down games. I just don't see how that's even... Like, the thought of that is even arguable. They're clearly built. They would clearly be a very scary team for anybody in a playoff series.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, a lot of people in baseball have said that to me, too. It's just not just homerism from Pittsburgh saying this. I mean, there are a lot of people who think that they legitimately have a shot if they can get in and you know, I do. I think it would be fun to see what would happen. And again, like you said, Arizona's the perfect example. I mean, nobody thought that they were going to go past at least the first round. They played Milwaukee, and everyone thought, well, they won't beat Milwaukee, and they did. Then they beat the Dodgers. Then they beat the Phillies and won two games in Philadelphia in the last two games to get to the World Series. And, I mean, you look at that Diamondbacks team from last year and the Pirates team from this year. I don't think the Diamondbacks were appreciably better than this year's Pirates team is.
Well, I think that one of the things about it is, it really won't take that long or that much, you know, just play a little bit above 500 the rest of the way. Because I think, I mean, John, you look at the standings. I mean, I could see a team with 84 or 85 wins winning the wild card.
Yeah, the way it looks now, yeah, I think so. Last year it took 84 to get that last wild card. You know, it may even, they're so bunched up, it might not even take quite that, maybe 83. I know some people have said maybe 500 will get you there. I don't think 500 will, but I don't think you have to be very far over 500, and that's where they are now. And there's no reason to believe that they couldn't get better and have a better record in the second half. And, you know, you get Skeens going, and, you know, Jared Jones comes off the IL, and, you know, Skeens keeps going. And, you know, Mitch Keller's got 10 wins already. And, you know, the other thing I like, too, is, you know, they're getting other guys back. Marco Gonzalez came back, and he pitched pretty well the other day. Martin Perez, he's come off the IL here in the last couple weeks, but he hasn't pitched that great yet. You have Bailey Falter. You have Quinn Priester's looked a lot better, and you have Graham Ashcraft at Triple-A, who's really done well after tearing up Double-A to begin the year. So I mean, they have a lot of pitching options. They have enough starting pitching to get them through the regular season. Now, when they get to the postseason, they won't need as many starters. But I think they have the starting pitching depth to definitely get them to the playoffs. But they need to score a few more runs, and I think they need at least one more bat to really be a legitimate playoff team.
Johnny, let's get to the important stuff here. Are you aware of a budding feud between Shelty and Destiny's Child, Andrew Destin of the Post-Gazette?
No, I did not. You got to fill me in on this.
Have you met Andrew Destin?
Yes, I have. He's very, as you would say, Joe, he's a very nice young man.
He really is. So nice, which makes it so surprising that that this seems to be brewing here. Shelty, I don't know. The idea of Destiny's Child, the name Destiny's Child, seems to make him bristle a bit, and that came to the forefront this week. We had Destiny's Child on the other day and asked him to tell us when Jared Jones would be back, and he pinned it down to August 14th. And we then asked asked Shelty about this, and this was Shelty's response.
You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting a date out there.
Can you believe this is happening? What an unlikely feud, huh?
Yes, I know. I must admit, I didn't see Destiny's Child feuding with anybody. He's like the nicest guy in the world. I couldn't imagine he'd have an enemy, and let alone the pirate manager. So this is going to be a nice little sidebar. And you know, I'm easily distracted, Joe and Paul. You guys have known me forever. I go off on tangents. So this will be something to distract me the whole rest of the way now.
Yeah, I think you're going to enjoy this. Paul, may I engage Johnny in a game of free association?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask. I mean,
please.
Have you ever
Here's the injectable donuts. Look at this.
What the hell is this?
It's syringes. Watch this. Sorry, Johnny. Hold on one sec. You can take the syringe filled with chocolate.
Enjoy your injectable donut.
Take the cap off.
What?
Take the cap off, I think.
Sorry. Here
we
go.
There we go. Now
you put it in the donut and you press the syringe. Go ahead, talk to Johnny.
Joe is actually, we're at Top Golf. He's injecting a donut right now with like chocolate or something and making a total mess everywhere.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? So let's do this so we don't get this everywhere.
This is unbelievable.
And now we got all kinds of people coming over.
What's happening here? This is just for me and him. This guy right here, he got some. He gave us a driver.
They can eat them all, too. They can do what they want here.
Malzy's here.
Malzy,
every time I turn around, there's a new treat, Johnny.
John, I was going to say.
He's a Beaver County fan, Malzy.
Oh, my God. Can I talk? Can we give?
Yeah, go ahead. Get Johnny back on the line.
Can you give me your favorite manager confrontation story?
It would have to been it would be Leland. We let's go with Leland because, you know, he's going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. In 1992, the Pirates traded John Smiley in spring training after he'd won 20 games the year before. And Jim Leland was not happy, and there was no secret that he didn't get along with Ted Simmons, who was the general manager at the time. And we're in spring training, and they made the trade right before the game, so we didn't have a chance to get Leland's opinion on it to after the game. So we go in, and Tom Balog, the longtime reporter of the Sarasota Herald Tribune, first question he goes, Jim, Ted Simmons said it's time to give Vicente Palacios a look in the rotation, and that's why he traded John Smiley. And Leland's entire head turned purple. He freaked out. And I can't repeat everything he said, but I've never seen anyone madder in my life than Jim Leland was for like that 2 minute span. I really thought he was gonna leap over the desk and choke poor Tom Balog to death. He was so mad.
I love that.
That was my favorite one. And that's when you kind of, you had to kind of be there to truly, truly appreciate it, because I honestly thought that Jim's head was going to explode. Just like literally explode.
It was, I wish we had video.
More and more
these days.
Purple. Yeah.
Yeah. These days we'd have video of that. Well, I have free association ready, Johnny, and it's the exact same questions I asked Gormy the Owl yesterday. He's not in a feud with Shelty, is he?
Not that I know of, but, you know, maybe Andrew can take some injectable donuts, which I find very intriguing, by the way, to Shelty to make up for this.
Can I just tell
you? You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting the date out there.
Can I just tell you, John, outside of the mess that Joe has made here.
These things are ridiculous, Johnny.
These donuts that you inject with whatever they, I don't even know what is in these little, there's, we've got one that looks like, what is that, cherry or something?
That's jelly. It's like, it's like strawberry jelly.
One with chocolate, one with like Bavarian cream. These things are unbelievable.
Johnny, you wouldn't believe these things.
Wow.
They give you this full-length syringes.
Try the donut here. Okay,
I feel like we're in like a crack den for donuts here. It's unbelievable.
These donuts are unbelievable.
Johnny, may I give you the same questions I gave Gormy the Owl?
Okay.
Short questions, short answers. Who will be the breakout player for the Pirates in the second half?
Brian Hayes.
Whose numbers will regress in the second half?
Brian Reynolds.
Jack Sawinski will get hot and keep the center field job.
No.
Hank Davis will return and make an impact this season.
No.
Joey Bart will become the regular catcher.
That's full donuts. Back from India. I don't know how he would.
Joey Bart.
Sorry, Hammer and Hank. I hate to hammer on Hank there, but, you know.
Joey Bart. Joey Bart will become the regular catcher.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Yep.
The Pirates will deal at least one top 10 prospect by the deadline.
No.
You say it's playoffs or season of failure, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah, yeah.
You think they'll trade Chapman for a bat?
Yes.
You think Skeens will go undefeated on the season, which, by the way, I looked this up yesterday, no starter in Major League history has ever had double-digit wins with zero losses in the same season. You think Skeens will be that first guy?
No.
You think the Pirates' final record will be?
I'll say 82 and 80.
So you think they'll miss the playoffs?
Yes. Let me qualify this if I can. And if they stay as constituted now without adding anybody, 82 and 80. If they add the right people, I think they could win 85, 86 games.
After this season, Paul Skeens will play 4, 5, 6 or more years for the Pirates.
Four.
Thank you, Johnny. I have no further questions, and enjoy your trip. Say hello to Jim Leland for us, will you?
We will. I will, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Say goodbye to Paul. Paul, say goodbye to John.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Paul, goodbye. You know, the All-Star game was the other night, and you know who wasn't in the All-Star game?
Yeah. Jason Bay, All-Star.
Not there.
Thank you, Johnny.
It's still one of my best. The
All
best
right,
stories
guys.
I've ever,
thank you. Good talking with you.
Still one of the funniest things that ever happened in a press box, Joe.
What a wonderful man he is.
Yeah.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Halsey is unable to join us, but that's okay. We forge ahead. In honor of him in some ways with the quiz show here, Paul, are you up? What are you up, 2-0?
Yeah, I'm up 2-0.
Is that accurate, Limits?
I thought it was 3-0.
3-0 is actually correct.
All right, explain the rules.
There are 7 questions. The first 6 questions are worth 1 point. The 7th question, the final question, is worth 3 points. We will start off with Paul, as he was the winner once again. So he has earned the right to go first. Paul, your question. The Pirates will play the Phillies this weekend, Yinzerpalooza weekend, for the first of 3 games. Who is the Phillies' all-time home run leader in franchise history?
Oh, my God.
That's a good one by Limits.
I thought the first one was supposed to be an easy one.
Toughie.
I have no idea, so I'll say Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt is correct.
He always pulls these off to lead off. He always does this. He says
everyone,
this is in the grand tradition of Mulsey. I have no idea, even though he does have an idea, and he got it right.
Everyone underestimates Paul. Every time we do these quiz shows, that he does not know the answer, but then he does. Here he comes, pulling it out of left field, but he's got it again.
He's the Hines Ward of quiz shows. Nobody thought he could do it. The 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay, Limits, go.
Joe, to you. After the Pirates host Philadelphia, the Buccos will host the St. Louis Cardinals. Who is the all-time home run leader in the history of the Cardinals organization?
That's a trick question, and I resent it. Because there's 2 guys I'm thinking of, and if I get the one guy wrong, then Paul's going to get the other guy right. I'm going to say Stan Musial.
Stan Musial is correct.
Yeah, baby. Here we go, Paulie. Here we go.
And Joe,
we're tied at 1 apiece.
Your second choice would have been?
Mark McGwire.
That is incorrect.
I know, because he didn't play there long
enough. He did not. Stan Musial, 475. Second place, just 6 back, Albert Pujols with 469 home runs.
He was the other one.
That's who I was going to guess.
Holy horse oil. All right, Paul's turn.
Seems like he was there for forever.
Yeah, I think 460 of those were against the Pirates.
Well, yeah, and 455 of them were against Ian Snell.
That's right. All right, Limits, go.
Next question goes to you, Paul. We have a tie score of 1-1. Paul, who was the last Philadelphia Philly to win the World Series MVP?
Oh, boy.
I think I know this. I really do.
Oh, boy.
I think I do.
What was his name? I can see him.
You got to institute a time clock here, Limits.
It's wrong, but I'll say Jimmy Rollins. It was the first.
He did it again. He did it again.
No, Jimmy Rollins is incorrect.
What?
It was the first baseman. I'm trying to think what his name was.
Oh, then it was Ryan Howard.
Ryan Howard is incorrect.
Wow.
Your turn, Paul.
I'm trying to think who was on that team.
That's a team that beat the Orioles, right?
Cliff Lee.
Cliff Lee is incorrect.
Holy horse oil. Roy, what's his name?
Roy Halladay.
Yes.
Incorrect.
Man, I'm trying to think of who was on that team.
And now here's your hint.
Now Paul gets a hint. This is unbelievable.
All right, well, fine. We'll save the hint for you, Joe.
Go ahead. Give us a hint.
Because you keep guessing with no hints. You are in the right ballpark. The player is a pitcher.
Yeah. It's the other guy.
Oh, I know who it is.
They had Lee, and they had...
Lee, Halladay, Halladay.
Halladay, and they had... Hang on, give me 1 second.
I can't think of the other guy.
Paul, 3, 2, 1.
I forget who they are. They had three big
pitchers. Give us one more. Give me one clue.
Joe, he's a lefty.
Randy Lurch. He was on the 79.
He was not lurching to the mound.
Who?
Cole Hamels.
Cole
was
Hamels.
World
Hamels.
Series MVP in 2008.
Of course, yeah.
All right. Is it my question now?
It is your question. No one wins the third question.
Look at this guy with a driver off the deck, Paulie Nussbaum. Jeepers. All right, go ahead.
Well, Joe, who was the last Pirate to win the All-Star Game MVP?
Holy corn follicle.
Paul Skeens could have had a chance to do it on Tuesday.
Oh. Now, unless there's been a guy between then and now, and there probably was, probably like 3 years ago or something, Dave Parker for those throws in 78 or 79, right?
There was not. Dave Parker is correct.
That's so easy.
Yeah, baby.
That's so easy. Come on.
I'm up 2-1. Paul's turn.
All right, Paul, to you. You're up 3-0 in the series, so we have to make it a little bit more difficult for you, Paul.
I got you.
Who
need that kind of help. I'm insulted by that.
No, that's not what I meant by that.
You do need
it. It is what you meant by
that.
I
don't know what I meant by that.
You meant by that.
I thought the Phillies question was easy, but the next two are
we'll
hard.
Give Joe little assist here because he needs it because
he
he's so dumb. Go ahead.
I'm sorry I insulted your feelings, Joe.
You didn't. You hurt them.
Okay. Paul, who has the most steals in Pirates history?
Omar Moreno?
Omar Moreno is third.
Wow.
Holy horse follicles. Boy, I wish I had a clue. Maybe it was one-eyed Frank McGee back when Ron was covering the team.
Not one-eyed Frank McGee.
No, that's not my guess.
Okay.
That was talking. It was making a lighthearted joke about Ron's age. All right, then I'll say Barry Bonds.
It is not Barry Bonds. Paul, here's your hint.
Then Paul gets a hint. Of course he does.
Of course I do. Give me the hint.
This player played in the early 19th century.
Oh, my God.
Ron Cook.
Hannes Wagner?
Hannes Wagner is second on the list with 639.
All right, then one of those guys, Max Carey.
Max Carey is correct.
Yeah, baby.
Get that.
The carrier pigeon. Ron had the first one-on-one interview with
him. What a rebound from Joe.
Yeah, this is big. What's the score?
Joe, you won this question, you won the Dave Parker question, and you also won the Stan Musial question. It is 3-1, Joe.
What question are we on?
We're on question number 6. There was a draw on question number three. Nobody received a point.
So if I win this question, I clinch at least a tie. We got to go to overtime.
If you win this one, you win.
What's the last question worth?
The last question is worth 3 points. You currently have
so
3 points, and Paul has 1 point.
You could tie it. What if there's overtime? Do you have an extra question?
Then I'll have to find an extra question.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
This question is to Joe, correct?
Yeah.
Joe, who has the most Cy Young awards in baseball history?
Cy Young. I'm kidding. Limits.
This is including the AL and the NL.
Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens is correct.
Oh, baby, Paul!
Now, can you name me how many Cy Youngs?
You can still force overtime.
He's won.
There's not time for that limit, so nobody cares.
All right, that'll be the bonus question. Paul Skeens, okay. here's your question. With Paul needing to tie.
Who's first on this one?
This is Paul's chance.
No, it should be the leader going into the last bonus question. I thought that's the way it worked.
Okay, Doug, go ahead.
All right, fine. Joe, you're up 4-1. If you want to slam home the win and go up 7-1 and destroy Paul.
Yeah, I would like that. A resounding win could get me back in the series here. Go
Joe,
ahead.
Paul Skeens is looking to win his first NL Cy Young Award.
Yeah.
Three players have won as many as 4 National League Cy Young Awards in their career. How many of the 3 can you name?
3 National League players have won at least 4 Cy Young Awards?
Yes.
How many can I name? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I can name 1.
Paul, can you name 2? Or would you like Joe to prove it?
I want Joe to prove it.
Oh, no.
Joe?
I should have said none.
Prove it!
Oh, boy. If this guy didn't win at least 4, I'm going to be pissed. Greg Maddux.
Oh, boy. Greg Maddux is correct.
Yeah, Pauly.
I thought that was easy. I was hoping you would pick someone else.
It's a 7-1 blowout.
You're still down 3-1. You're like the jackass NCAA tournament guy who's dancing around with his team's. Because if someone dunked and his team's down 20.
Paul's just looking to give you the gentleman's sweep. He gave you 1 game to make you feel good about yourself.
Right?
I'm glad Paul is a good sport about me winning one. I'm really proud of this. How about now I'm feeling it. How about Bob Gibson as another?
No, Bob Gibson is incorrect.
Paul, for morale purposes, would you like to take a couple of guesses?
National League, how about Steve Carlton?
Steve Carlton is correct.
Is this an older guy now from Ron's era or a modern guy? The
late 80s, all the 90s, and into the 2000s.
John Smoltz?
Not John Smoltz.
Tom Glavin?
No.
Holy horse oil. Paul, you got another guess?
Do you want a hint?
Yes.
He is now a sports photographer.
That doesn't help me. A sports photographer?
Yeah, it's posted all the time that this guy is a very successful major league pitcher, and now he's a very successful sports photographer.
Paul?
I have no idea who that would be.
He's a left-handed pitcher.
Who is it?
Randy Johnson.
Oh, I didn't know he's a photographer now.
Oh, wow. All right. I'm feeling pretty good going into the 1 o'clock hour, I have to tell you. But it's only 1 win. Paul is right. It was a blowout win, but it was only 1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.